If you want to be happy for an hour, take a quick snooze. If you want to be happy for a day, I quit work early, head to the beach. If you want to be happy for a week, take a trip to the hill country. If you want to be happy for a month, buy yourself a new car. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, learn the secret of giving. They call it a helper's high. Yep, that feel good that you got from helping your friend move or giving that other friend a ride when they needed it. It was no accident what you felt afterwards. You felt full. I tell you what, you and I cannot detect all the chemical shifts that are constantly dancing around inside our bodies. It's quite a show, really. Whenever you get outside your bubble and contribute in some way to another, here's what triggers inside you. You see, your body actually produces feel-good chemicals like dopamine and endorphins. Oh, and don't forget about the act of giving producing a shot of oxytocin. That's that at-peace state that you feel. As you go back and hear the beginning of this, you'll notice that all the short-term feel-goods are related to something you do for yourself. But the long-term feel-goods, well now, that's a different critter. That's when you contribute to someone outside yourself. Hopefully this will be an aha reminder for someone. I want you to enjoy this life to its fullest. And it sure looks like our Creator gave us the recipe for happiness, as evidenced by the fireworks shooting off inside our bodies whenever we give. Oh, I can take a hint. He even came right out and told us in Acts 20:35, it's more blessed to give than receive. I'll say it is. Well, what are you waiting for? What are you sitting here reading this when you can be out there somewhere making chemical fireworks? This is your buddy Rob. And this is love and encouragement from my little old family viewers. Now let's go make this day count.